So if the Mishnah, a person may orally count his guests and his food, but he can't read it from a list. Next, the person may make a girl to distribute the portions of food among his children and his family members as long as the portions are of equal size. Finally, the Kahanim may make a girl to distribute the Kabbonis on Yom Tov, but not for portions. Why are you not allowed to read from a list on Shabbos? Or Bibi says, because you may come to erase something on a list. Abaye says, because it may bring you to read other documents. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? One nafkamina is where it's written very high on a wall. There's no fear of erasing it because it's too high, but it may lead to ordinary documents being read. Mari asks, Rabbi Bibi should be concerned that it may lead to reading ordinary documents as well. Why is he only concerned for erasing it? And also, the fact that it's currently out of reach shouldn't remove the fear of erasing it. We find that Rabbi says you're not allowed to read by candlelight because you may come to tilt the candle, even if the candles are way higher than anyone can possibly reach. Mari therefore says the difference is where it's written low down on the wall. There's a fear of erasing it because you may come to erase it, but there's no fear that it may come to make you read other documents because people won't be confused between a wall and a document. In fact, Mara Abaye should be concerned in this case that it may come to erasing it. Mara therefore says the nafkamina is where it's etched into a board or a tablet. There's no fear of erasing it because it's etched in, and therefore you're not going to spend all that time and effort to erase it. And by that time, even if you try to, you'll realize it's Shabbos. But it may lead to ordinary documents being read. In fact, Mara Bibi should be concerned that it may lead to him reading ordinary documents in that way as well. You can't say that people won't confuse the allowance to read from a board or tablet with the reading from a document because Abaye seems to say that people would confuse. Or therefore says the nafkamina is where it's written high on the wall. There's no fear of erasing it because it's too high, but it may lead to read ordinary documents. We ask that Rabbah says that even when it's very high, he still have the chashash. That halacha is subject to machlekes among tanoim, and Rabbi Bibi holds like the tan who argues on Rabbah and says that there's no need to be concerned if it's out of reach. Bryce says that a caption written under a drawing of animals or scenes, for example, like Rashi says, David killing Goliath, or sometimes it was something that they would make in paintings, that may not be read on Shabbos, and those depicted scenes should not be looked at altogether. Mishnah said, Mephis Admin Bono Vechulu. The Mishnah seems you're only allowed to make girls for your family, not for the outsiders. The reason would be, like Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel says, that members of a group that are particular about giving each other and who trade items with each other on Yom Tov are over for measuring and for weighing and for counting and for borrowing and for paying back. And according to Hillel, even over for ribbis. I said, why is it not also to do a girl with the children as well? Because with the children is mutter for the reason given by Rabbi Yehuda Neim Rav, who says that you're allowed to lend your children money even with ribbis so that they learn and feel how harsh it is. There's this concept of the rivers, and they won't do it to other people. His children, if he lends rivers, are paying back with his own money anyway. So with the girl as well, it's mutter because it's the father's money, and they therefore are not particular on one another, and therefore that's why it's mutter. If so, for the Gemara, they should be able to use the girl even to divide portions unevenly. So why does the Mishnah say it has to be done evenly? Gemara says the Mishnah has missing words in it, which when added, you change the word, means to say that it's mutter to use a girl to split up even uneven portions among a person's children. With other people, that would be usher even during the week, because it's like gambling. Mishnah said, "Matin chaloshen al v'chulu." Why can't Kahanim divide their portions? Mishnah says, "Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, said we're discussing portions of a carbon that were brought before Yom Tov. So all of this was so that's why you can't divide it on Yom Tov. Although this seems obvious, the pasuk says that Kahanim are people who fight, so we would think that we should let them do a girl to prevent any fighting. The Mishnah teaches us that it may not be done. Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, says anyone who has a person punished because of him is not allowed within the enclosure of Hashem." In fact, what do we know this from? We can't learn now from where Achav was punished on account of Novois, and Hashem told the spirit of Novois to leave, which Rav says means he told him he has to leave the Mechitza of Hashem from near Hashem because Novois was asked to leave, because that's because Novois had to speak falsely in order to get to chap on Achav. And maybe the reason why he had to leave is because Hashem can't be next to someone who speaks falsely. We also can't learn from the fact that Nebuchadnezzar was punished for trying to sodomize Sitkio, and the pasuk says, you and the Oral should drink, which it seems to be equating Tzidkiyo and Nebuchadnezzar. So maybe Tzidkiyo is because Nebuchadnezzar was punished because of him, it couldn't be among Hashem. First of all, that pasuk is only referring to Nebuchadnezzar, not Tzidkiyo. Second of all, there was nothing that Tzidkiyo could have done to prevent Nebuchadnezzar from attacking him and getting punished for doing so. In fact, we find that Rav refers to Tzidkiyo as a tzaddik when describing the events of the attempted attack by Nebuchadnezzar. It says we learn from a pasuk that says that to punish is for a tzaddik not good. Gam anoish la tzaddik loy toiv. And loy toiv means it's evil. Another pasuk says that Hashem doesn't allow evil into his mechitza. Ki loy kiel chavitz resha ato lo yegur chara. In fact, how do we know the word chaloshim means a goyrel? Mar says a pasuk discussing Nebuchadnezzar says, choylesh al goyim, which means he made a goyrel for the nations. Rabbi Ravun explains it means Nebuchadnezzar would make a goyrel every day to decide which king he should sodomize that day. Yechanan says, we learn from a pasuk that as long as Nebuchadnezzar was alive, there was no laughter by any creature. Yechanan says, it's also to go into Nebuchadnezzar's house, because the pasuk says that Shadim will live there. And if humans go there, the Shadim will leave. Yehuda Nemi Rav said, when Nebuchadnezzar tried to sodomize Tzidkiyo, his orla got pulled 300 amas and went around the entire gathering of kings that were there. Yehuda Nemi Rav said, when Nebuchadnezzar was being lowered into Gehenna, the people in Gehenna were afraid that he was coming to rule over them. So a baskal came out and said to Nebuchadnezzar should take his place among the other wicked people, meaning not as a ruler. Yehuda Nemi Rav said, a pasuk tells us that with the downfall of Bavel, that nation, which once would demand everyone's gold and money, had ceased to exist. Yehuda the name of Yirmiyahu Rabba said, the pasuk teaches us that Nebuchadnezzar would ride around on a male lion with a snake tied around its head like reins.